life through His Spirit.
But he who unites with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17.
I bless you today to understand that the Father did not abandon humankind after He expelled them from the garden. He went with them. He was with Moses when Moses had to deal with the furious crowds. He was with Abraham when he had to leave his land for a foreign place where he had never been before. He was with Joseph when he was accused of a wrong that he did not commit. It was never the Father's intention to abandon his people, to abandon me, to abandon you. In fact, the Father loves you so much that he sent you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of His Son, to dwell inside your spirit. And this Holy Spirit will be to you a channel through which the Father longs to keep in contact with you.
God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. Galatians 4 verse 6.
I bless you today to believe that the Father in heaven still longs to be involved in every detail of your life today through the life-giving Spirit of His Son.
The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45.
I bless you today to open your heart and listen to what God's Spirit wants to tell you, to what your Father wants to tell you. Uniting with God's Spirit opens a channel for His voice to flow into your spirit, into your heart. You can read in John 16:13 that when He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will not speak His own message, but He will tell whatever He hears from the Father. If you are suffering from any deficiency today, the Holy Spirit stands ready to impart to you a message of life from your Father. This life-giving Spirit is closer than you think. It's in your heart. I bless you to reach into your heart now and listen. Describe your pain to your Father and listen for His voice as He supplies you with life through His Spirit.
But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14 verse 26.
Because He has given you His Spirit, you have no excuse to go through this day with a short supply. If you need love, it's found in His Spirit. If it's joy, it's located in His Spirit. If it's peace, it's obtained in His Spirit. I bless you to know that God has not left you fatherless, but has equipped you with His Spirit that produces life. May you realize that the Father is still available to you today to minister to you, to furnish you with life. Invite Him into the details of your life. I bless you.